Testing. This is John Slavin, joined by
Matt Caldwell.
Oh, yeah, that's what your name is. If you're just joining us, you missed a good girls' game. Girls come out on top 46-25. We're about ready to get underway in tonight's boys' matchup. What can you give us for the sort of the summary of the girls' game?
Oh, the Tigers looked pretty good. They were able to hit the outside shot, able to take what the Wildcats were giving them, trying to get the starting lineups here. Looks like for the Wildcats, it'll be number zero, Lovinger, number one, Jennings, number two, Watson, number three, Britt, and sorry, but it's number 24, Shomadine. I was hoping they'd run number four out there. It'd make it easy on me anyway.
Trying to confuse us, I think.
Yeah. Meanwhile, for the Tigers, it's Linhart, Hayes, and Shipman, Furtig, and Watson, Kale Watson. Kylie will surely get some playing time tonight, but as far as the girls' game goes, it was Tigers pretty much in control from the outset, held the Wildcats to, I think, 10 points at half. So, looked pretty good. They were hitting the outside shots, and whatever space they were getting inside, they were running pick and rolls, and they were running backdoor cuts, and it's good to see them running their offense like we know they can. It's also good to see Coach Williams back.
And as I understand, both Novinger and Green City lost in their last games, and then they play each other maybe tonight. So we've got some tightening up in the girls' side of the
conference. Yeah, we do. Should be exciting. It'll be Watson to jump it up versus Lovinger. Tigers are going to go right to left. And here we go. Controlled by the Tigers. Picked up by Fertig. Fertig gets it to Watson. Sorry, there was a little bit of a mad scramble for the ball there. Fertig holds it high. Cross court pass to Watson, who's going to key up a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebounded in the middle by Lovinger. Clears it out to Jennings. Jennings has it top of the key. Launch, three-pointer is going to be bricked and no good by Watson. And Cale Watson has it, and he's coming the other way. Gets it to Fertig over on the right-hand corner. Fertig holds it high. Looks out. Gets it to Hazen, who's up there by the timeline. Ball fake. And he's going to shuffle his feet. He got a little bit too excited there on the first possession for him. Seeing the ball anyway. And Wildcats are going to have it.
Got all that adrenaline going here at the beginning
That's
of the
right.
game.
That's right. You need to direct that. Direct the flow of that a little bit.
We're all still knotted up at nothing.
That's right. We haven't even played a minute, though. It's all right. Jennings has it. Gets it to Watson. And he's going to be fouled by Hazen. Hazen had a look of disbelief on his face, but he's a little bit too aggressive. He needs to calm down a little bit. He's been involved in two plays, and they've both been bad for the Tigers. So
maybe he needs to run some laps before they start playing.
Something. Push a car up a hill. I don't know. Lovinger holds it high out near the timeline, guarded closely by Cale Watson, and Cale's going to be called for the foul there. Tigers a little bit handsy here early on. They can't afford to get into foul trouble. Wildcats are going to throw it in on the far side of the court. That'll be Jennings to throw it, or excuse me, Watson to throw it in. Charles Watson gives it to Jennings. Jennings, wearing purple shoes, over on the left-hand side. Picked by Lovinger. And now he gets open. He's going to throw up three. Good. Boy, he's a big guy. What is it? He's listed at 6'2", but I wouldn't be surprised if he's a little taller than that. Linhart is going to be fouled at half court. Fouled by
Britt. Yeah, tripping foul on him. Everybody's got a little bit too much adrenaline going right now.
I think so. He even told the coach to come down there. Fertig gets it into Linhart. Linhart's going to bring it across. We got 6:40 left to go. It's 3-0 Wildcat. Cale Watson has it over on the right-hand wing. In the corner to Linhart. He's going to key up a three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound in the middle by Watson, who brings it down. And he's going to be fouled on his put back. He's going to shoot two. That'll be a foul on Jennings. And that'll be Bevere's second foul. Second on this possession.
Yeah, essentially the ball was stripped out of his hands as he was kind of going up. I'm not sure he's exactly shooting, but they'll give it to him. Bevere takes calls for their first time out. So, it's 6:34 left in the first period. Bevere leads it 3-1. So, he's got to settle down a little bit here.
Yeah, they're kind of running a little bit wild, and they have a lot of, that's the thing that's been their problem this year, is they can play any team in the conference close in the first half, and then they kind of peter out in the second half. I think they just, I don't know, they have too much nervous energy or what, but they always just kind of come out flat in the second half like they're kind of dragging a little bit, and you got to be able to get up and stay up for four quarters, especially if it's only 32 minutes to play. So
Cale Watson in the line for the Tigers. For the second, the back end of the two-point, he converts. So, Tigers behind by one, 3-2. Lovinger gets it across the timeline to Watson. Back to Lovinger, top of the key, over the left wing. Shot for three is no good. Bevere with the rebound. They kick it out to the right side. Shot again for three is no good. And it's going to be Fertig with the rebound. He's going to take it all the way. Guarded by Lovinger and isn't able to convert the layup. Bevere with the rebound. They're coming back the other way. Jennings with the ball. He walks it up across the timeline towards the top of the key. Guarded by Furtick and Hazen. Passes it over the left-hand wing. Guarded by Hazen. Watson with the ball over to the right-hand wing to Jennings. Jennings back at the top of the key to Watson. Back over to the left wing to Britt. Back to Levenger in the left corner. Cross court pass. Pass into the right block. They kick it back out again to Jennings. Jennings will shoot just inside the line. His shot's no good. And
that'll be over the back on Britt there. Nice play by Linhart to get position on him.
So Linhart will inbound the ball with 5:36 left in the first. He gets it in to Cale Watson. Press, full court press. They get it across to Linhart, comes across the timeline, hands it off to Cale Watson up the top of the key. Watson passes it over to Furtick, the right wing. Furtick with the ball over his head, kicks it back to Cale Watson in the right corner. His shot is up and no good. Bevere with the rebound. It's Watson with the ball over to Jennings. Jennings brings it across the timeline on the near side. Kicks it back to the right wing. Back to the right corner to Shelmerdine. And
the Tigers had numbers there, and Linhart pulled up just short, just past the timeline.
I wasn't sure what happened there. I just looked down for a second, looked back up, and the Tigers had the ball.
Oh, Linhart picked off the pass and in the lane. Meanwhile, Hazen has it, throws up a three. Line drive's good.
All right.
It'll be 5-3 Tigers with 4:44 left to go. The Wildcats readying some substitutions here. Meanwhile, Jennings has it. Over the top to Watson. To Britt across to Shelmadine, and he's going to be fouled by Watson coming across, and that'll be two on Cale Watson early on. Could see a sub right there. That's two and less than a half the first quarter. We got 4:32 left to go. It's 5-3. Shelmadine, back of the rim, no good.
Now, how are you going to call that name?
Wisenand. Number 54, Billy Wisenand, comes in. He's another big guy. They've got a lot of height on this team. Shelmadine will put up a second. It's up. And back of the rim, no good. Almost overhand the rebound, but Linhart corrals it just outside the lane, and he'll bring it across. Crossover dribble shapes Levenger, and he's going to be all alone. Coach Copeland calls out the play. Purdy gets it over on the left-hand side. Cross-court pass to Linhart, who throws it up back of the rim. No good. Knocked away. And it's going to be Shipman. Knocks it off of Wisenand, and it's going to stay with the Tigers. Nice play by Shipman, who couldn't get in position to get both hands on it, so he was able to tip it off the
Brandon
Wildcats. No, now they're saying it's the Wildcats ball. Ooh, that's a bad call.
Brandon Smith in the game.
It happened right in front of us. We could see what happened, and I thought they called it the right way at first, but they didn't. Wisenand picks it up at half court, gets it to Levenger. Levenger throws down the massive dunk. Boy, I haven't seen one of those yet this year.
I know.
Levenger just rose up above everybody and is tied 5-5. Wildcats are guarding the Tigers close. Hazen gets it at the circle, and he's going to calm things down a little bit. Oh, they're going to leave him open. He's going to throw up a three on back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Shipman. Gets it to Furtick. Furtick in, passes man. And it's going to be picked up by Levenger. Levenger gets it out to Jennings, and they're heading the other way. They're going to call him for a carry on that. And he knew it. He passed the ball to the ref before they made the call. So they blew the whistle, and he knew what was coming. Chipman's going to inbound it to half court, gives it to Hazen. A little bit of frenetic pace to this game, but not much to show for it. It's only 5-5 with 3:30 left to go. Hazen bounced pass to Furtick. Two of the freshmen that are playing. Now to Kylie Watson, who's another freshman, and takes one dribble and loses it. Jennings picks it up, and he's heading the other way. Cross half court, gives it to Levenger. Levenger elevates above everybody and puts it up good. They're going to have to keep an eye on him all night, it looks like. 7-5, Wildcats.
He gets up high. Boy, I tell you what. Tigers get across the timeline. And it's Linhart with the ball over to Hayes on the right side. It's pinned to the paint. Shot up and good by Jacob Shipman.
Shipman, surprisingly, was wide open in the lane there with as much height as the Wildcats have. That's going to be, could have been a foul to travel, toss up, and they're going to call the foul on the Tigers.
Bevere is going to be calling a timeout here. It looks like the coach has got his T symbol all ready to go. There we go. We're all knotted up at 7, 2:50 left in the first period. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 3 on Bevere.
Yeah, we're going to come out of the timeout. 2:50 left to go in the first. It's 7-7. Let's see. Bavaria's going to inbound it underneath their own basket, their offensive basket. Tigers calling out defensive assignments there. Looks like they're playing a man-to-man. First time I've seen that this year from the Tigers. Lovinger over the top to Jennings. Quick play, and that's good. Hey, you got to be ready if you're out there on the court, Tigers. 9-7, they're down with 2:45 left to go. Hazen gets guarded by the press. Gets it to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson over the top to Hazen. Hazen is going to pull up from 18. Could take another dribble off the glass, and good. Nice shot by Justin. 9-9 with 2:30 left to go in the first. Jennings is going to bring it across now.
As Tyler would say, the bank's open tonight.
The bank's open late tonight, on Friday night even. Must be payday. Wisenhan gets it back out to Watson. Watson in the corner to Jennings. Jennings loses his man. All the way in the lane, stripped by Hazen, and picked up in the corner by Lovinger, who almost loses it. He's going to be fouled by Shipman. That'll be 5 fouls in the first quarter by the Tigers. 2:10 left to go still. We're knotted up at 9. He realized he did it as soon as the ball got knocked away. He realized he got a little bit too much arm. Watch out in the middle of that lane, Tigers. Shot in the corner. No good by Watson. Picked up by Smith. Smith doesn't know what to do with it. Knocked away by Fertig. Trapped in the corner by Fertig is Smith. And they're going to call. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Wildcat because Fertig knocked it away.
Good aggressive play by Fertig. He blocked it and then got him trapped back in the corner. That could have gone either way.
He didn't let up on him. Lovinger elevates over everybody. In, out, and in. Again. Well, I tell you what. I don't know if there's anybody in the conference that can block this kid when he's shooting the ball. Crossover dribble by Shipman. Leaves his man sprawled out on the floor. That was a nice play by Jacob Shipman there. Meanwhile, the Wildcats come the other way.
Oh,
Lovinger tries behind the back play. He's smelling dunk all the way from in front of us. And it's going to be stolen away by the Tigers. Linhart almost loses it, gets it to Hazen. It's tied up at 11. Fertig gets it, puts it up, no good. A little bit too quick shot. Wisenhan loses it, picked up by Shipman. Good. Shipman in the land of the Giants is able to put it up and in. Nice play by the Tigers there. Aggressive 13-11 with 1:15 left to go.
You could just feel the intensity picking up a little bit here. Tigers with a nice little run going on here. Tigers get the rebound with Shipman.
Nice rebound by Shipman. One-handed job there. Oh, been a bad pass by Linhart.
Right in the hands of Charles Watson. He puts it up and ties it back up again at 13. 56 seconds left in the first period. Hazen gets it ahead to Linhart. Up ahead to Fertig, the right block. He takes the dribble and takes a shot. It's blocked out of bounds by Lovinger.
I think they're going to call the body on that one. He got all ball on there, but I think he hit him with the body. Well, they're going to call arm, but I think he hit him with his hip. Fertig's going to shoot two here. We're knotted at 13 on Friday the 13th with 49.8 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Fertig's first shot is up and good. Tigers with the advantage, 14-13, 49 seconds left to go.
Here comes big Tyler Killen in. Let's see if he can keep up with the pace of this game. Britt comes in also.
Second shot is a little too strong. Lovinger comes up with the rebound. Vera bring it back the other way, comes across the timeline. Tigers fall back. Pass over to Shelmerdine on the right wing. Kicks it back out the top. The key over to Lovinger, the right wing. He's going to dribble into the right blocks. Has the ball stripped by Fertig. Fertig's coming the other way. 2-on-1 Tigers. They try to get it up ahead to Hazen. And they're going to call.
They're going to call a travel on that. He tried to dribble the ball, and it came up a little bit too high on the pass right before he passed it. And they called him on the travel there. It was a good thought. He tried to get it to Hazen across the lane, but everything was happening a little bit too fast there.
31 seconds left in the first. Inbounds to number one, Jennings. Jennings gets it up ahead to Smith, left wing. His shot for three is a little too strong, but he gets his own rebound, dribbles it around the right-hand side, gets up off the floor, shoots, no good. And Tigers come up with a rebound. Linhart will bring it across the timeline at the top of the key. Sets the offense, brings it over the left-hand side to Hazen, who shot for three at the left wing. It's no good. Linhart with the rebound in the lane. And his ball is stripped from him. And it's Smith brings back the other way. Loses it on the floor, but Jennings comes up with it and time expires. So at the end of the one, Tigers lead it 14-13.
Tigers are up one, and they're missing a few chances here and there even. So as long as they can keep up the pressure D, collapse on Lovinger when he gets in the lane or anywhere close. I'd hate to see how far away he can be from the basket and still dunk it. But Tigers looking good right now. Here's they need to keep this up three more quarters, though. We need to keep it going here.
Got a little first quarter activity here by the cheerleaders, doing a nice job. Crowd is appreciative.
Yeah. We've filled up the Brashear side of the stands pretty well tonight. Bevere brought a pretty good contingent of their own, looks like.
Yeah,
they got the four lane done, they're willing to travel, it looks like.
And probably came up here at 65 mile an hour.
Oh, 70.
That? Oh, 70, that's right. You're right about that.
70, all the four lanes, 70 here.
All right, here we go. Levenger inbounds it to Jennings. Jennings brings it across the timeline at the top of the key, guarded by Linhart, passes it over to the left wing to Kress. Kress tries to dribble in the lane, and he's going to lose the ball, falls down, but I think they're going to call a foul on. Who was that on? Was that Kylie Watson? I know it's Tyler Killen, isn't it?
Must have been Tyler.
Shot from the left side. 3-point shot's no good, but Lovinger comes up with it, and on the putback, he's fouled. Shot's no good, but he'll get to go to the line and shoot a couple.
You got
to
keep Lovinger on your back, or he's going to get the rebound. If he's under the basket, he's going to get it because he's just that much taller and that much of a jumper.
Yeah, I think he's just 6'2", according to
this. They say he's listed 6'2", but I wouldn't be surprised if he was an inch or two taller. And he can jump out of the gym, too. I mean, it's just uncanny the way he can get off the floor. He misses both free throws, though. It doesn't help when you're shooting free throws. Chipman rebounds and gets pushed in the back, but he corrals it. Gives it to Linhart, who's going to bring it across now. 14-13. 7:34 left to go in the first half. Linhart picks up his dribble between the circles, gets it to Hazen. Hazen inside, almost loses it and gets it back to Linhart. They're going to run it again. Kylie Watson gets it on the left-hand wing. Looks inside. Bounce pass in the corner to Linhart. Linhart fakes a shot and gets it to Watson. Watson gets it to Linhart. Linhart on the left-hand wing. Tigers running through the lane. Kylie Watson gets it. Oh, Shipman. Ball faking up with it, but Lovinger is able to get off the floor anyway and block it and corral it himself.
Lovinger was right there.
Yep. Brett with a little left-handed one-hander puts it in, and the Wildcats are up 15-14. Hazen will bring it across.
Hazen brings it across the timeline, hands it over to Shipman on the right wing. A lot of movement by the Tigers. Back to Linhart up the top of the key. Tigers reset the offense. Over to Shipman, the right wing. He looks to get it in to Killen. Didn't have the opportunity. Gets it back to Hazen at the top of the key. Over to Linhart, the left wing. Into Killen in the lane. His shot is no good. And I couldn't see. What happened?
It was off the Wildcat's head there underneath. And it'll stay with Tigers. Linhart has it in the corner. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen's going to bring it back out the perimeter. Gets it back in the corner to Linhart. Got it closely by Britt. Hazen will bring it back out to the circle, and he'll start it again. Bounce pass to Linhart, wide open for three. Get in there, ball. Nice shot, Andrew Linhart. 17-15, Brashear.
6:10 left in the half. Crash with the ball, lose the handle on it right in front of the scorer's table here. It's going to be a Tigers ball.
Tigers picked up a little press right there at the half-court line and panicked Crash a little bit, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Hazen gets it to Shipman over on the left-hand wing. Linhart's going to throw up another three. Bank, no good. And rebound by Shipman on free throw line. Oh!
Tried to dribble down the right-hand side of the lane and get it over to cross the lane to Kylie Watson, but his pass was a little bit too strong.
Yeah, it was a little bit out of control there. Jennings is going to bring it back this way. Jennings, lob pass to Kress. Kress is going to travel. Tried to get the ball fake in there as he was running, but ended up taking the extra step. Both teams have a lot of turnovers in this first half. 5:40 left to go. 17-15, Brashear.
Looked like he was about halfway into a pass and realized there wasn't anybody there.
Yep. I don't know what you can do there. You can try to flip it up on the rim, I guess. Hazen gets it knocked away, but he picks it back up. Oh, telegraph that pass. And Kress is going to go in for the layup. That was a horrible pass by Hazen there. Everybody in the building knew he was doing it. And it's going to be tied up at 17. Linhart will bring it across now.
5:14 left in the half. Linhart near the timeline. Passed it over the left wing. And Tigers stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It looks like it was Hazen that did that. I couldn't see. He was kind of around the corner from me. But it's going to be Bevere's ball. We know that. 5:08 left in the half. We're all knotted up to 17 all. Bevere inbounds it to Brandon Smith. Smith dribbles it around the horn, gets it up ahead to Kress. The pass is a little bit too strong, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Linhart will inbound it to the Tigers. Linhart to Hazen. Bevere pretty much all falls back except for Smith. Hazen brings it across the timeline, top of the key, dribbles around the right-hand side, the right wing. And passes, tries to get it in to Kylie Watson. Ball's on the floor, and there's going to be a foul called on, I believe, Tyler Killen. That should be his second, if I'm not mistaken.
18 fouls on the Tigers, and the Wildcats are going to shoot 1-1.
It'll be Smith to the line from Bevere. 4:46 left in the half. Smith's first shot is up and good. So he'll get the opportunity to convert the back end of the one-on-one. Smith's second shot is up and no good. Killen knocks it back in. Nearly a shot, but Tigers come up with the ball, and Shipman's going to bring the ball back the other way.
Furtick was wide open underneath the Tiger basket, and Shipman didn't see him. He was open for two or three beats there, and nobody saw him.
Kylie Watson up the free throw line over to Shipman on the right wing. His shot is up and no good. And Lovinger comes up with the ball, bringing it across timeline, dribbles between his legs, hands it off to Watson at the top of the key over the left-hand side, dribbles the baseline. There's going to be a foul, and that may be the third one on Killen. Killen in a little bit of pain now.
Well, I think he knocked his injured knee anyway. He knocked it with the guy coming across. Jennings' first one's good. That'll spread the lead to 2 points for the Wildcats, 19-17, 4:15 left to go. He'll get another one here. Next foul will put the Wildcats in the double bonus. He made that one. 20-17, 3-point lead for the Wildcats. They're on a 5-point run, I believe. Tigers have a little bit of trouble getting it across on the press, and they do get it across to Furtick, who bounce passes into Watson, Kylie Watson. Kylie with a ball fake. Fade away, no good, off the front of the rim. It's going to be rebounded. And no, jump ball, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Nice play to get in there by Furtick and Watson. Watson, Charles Watson for Bevere rebounded it, and the Tigers are able to tie him up. Jacob Shipman gets it over on the right-hand side. Gets it to Linhart. He's going to shoot a long three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Lovinger. Lovinger gets it to Jennings, and the Wildcats are heading the other way with 3:50 left to go in the first half. Jennings has it. Looks up to Lovinger. Lovinger, one dribble. Ooh, they should have just let that one go because he lost the ball on the way up, and then whenever they tried to stop him from going, they grabbed his arm.
Foul's going to be on Furtick. That's his first.
That's right.
10-team foul, so we're in the double bonus.
That'll be double bonus for Bevere for the rest of the half. Kale Watson's going to come back in. Lovinger misses his first one.
Lovinger, if his shooting tonight is any indication, free throw shooting is not one of his strong points.
No. Like I said, if he could somehow jump from the free throw line and lay it in, I would suggest doing that. Second one looks good. That nice air under there. Meanwhile, Chris Britt's going to come in for Lovinger. Lovinger is going to get a break. 21-17. It's a 6-point run now for the Wildcat. 3:45 left to go. Kale Watson comes back into the game. This makes things all the more interesting for us, having three Watsons out there on the court at once. Kale brings it across the timeline. Ball fake. Gets it to Fertig. Fertig holds it high between the circles, between the legs. Gets it to Kale. Kale to Shipman. Shipman drew the contact there, and that's not going to be a shooting foul or anything. That's only five fouls on the Wildcat. That'll be... I don't know who it is. Oh, it's on Jennings, I think. That's his second. Watson gets it blocked on the inbound play, and Jennings is going to come back the other way. Decided not to get it up ahead. Gets it to Britt. Britt with a crazy one-handed shot. And it's going to be rebounded by Shomadine, but he's going to be over the back, and we're heading the other way. That'll be 16 fouls, 3-16. Let's get on the line here, Tigers. Generally a good free throw shooting team, if I remember correctly. It's been so long since I've seen his play, though. It's tough to remember.
Inbound to Linhart. Linhart back to Shipman. Oh, and his pass is blocked by Jennings. His shot is up and good. Levere, 23-17, 3 minutes left in the half. Inbounds to Kale Watson up to Shipman across the line to Linhart. Linhart over on the far side. Steps it back out to the timeline. Resets the offense. Dribbles around the left-hand side. Gets it out to Perdick at the top of the key. He's going to drive it in the lane. Shoot from the free throw line. His shot is no good. And it was around the corner from me. I couldn't see what happened.
Perdick knocked that ball away on the rebound. It'll go to the Wildcat.
2:43 left in the half. Revere ahead, 23-17. They get the ball in to Jennings. Jennings gets it up ahead to Brandon Smith. Smith over the left wing. Dribbles around the ball, loses the handle on the ball, but he gets it back, gets it in the lane to Shelberdine. His shot is a little bit too strong and goes up for his own rebound. He's fouled in the process, so he's going to go to the line and get to shoot a couple on the double bonus.
Ooh, that'll be a foul on the Wildcat there. That'll be a foul on Charles Watson, and the Tigers will get to shoot. It's free throws. At least somebody's paying attention up here. I don't want to get tipped out of any trips to the line. It gives me a chance.
All right, it'll be Ferdig to the line. I was all wet on that one.
I said I don't want to miss the line because it gives me a rest.
Ferdig's shot is up and good. Finally, we break the run by Bevere. 23-18 now, Bevere with the lead.
It ended up being an 8-point run for the Wildcat. 17-15 Tigers, all of a sudden down 23-17. That's no way to go. That's no way in the half, anyway.
Ferdig's second shot is up and rattles around and comes back in. 23-19, 2:28 left in the half. Bevere, Jennings with the ball. Double team gets it up way far ahead, and Shipman was not the target. They get it ahead to Kale Watson. Watson shot up off the glass. Is no good. Almost shot back again by Hazen. And Shelmerdine comes up with a rebound. And they're going to call. Are they going to call a jump ball or a foul?
Called a foul on Jacob Shipman on that. Kind of coming over the back. He got mostly ball, but some skin, and they're going to call that every time.
Mostly ball doesn't count.
Not in this game, it doesn't.
Shomadine to the line. His shot is up and no good. But with a double bonus, he gets to keep shooting. It's like having two balls in pinball.
That's right.
Second shot is up and on its way, and it's no good either. But Shipman had the ball, and he loses the handle on it, and Bavita comes up with it, but he walked with it.
He was in the lane, caught with nowhere to go, and he ended up shuffling his feet a little bit. Shipman needs somebody to throw it to. Finds Ferdig, who comes back across. Ooh,
oh, man.
Boy, if this was NBA, they would have called that a breakaway foul, and he would have got to shoot an extra free throw plus possession of the ball, I think is how it is.
He had a wide open look to the lane and got a little tripping action going on there. So Ferdig will get to go to the line. 18 fouls now on Bevere.
Lovinger comes back in.
Ferdig's shot is up and no good.
Boy,
Bashir with the rebound.
Watson gave Lovinger a ball fake there. Got him up in the air, and as soon as Lovinger started coming down. Watson went up with it, but Lovinger was able to make up the difference and block it on his second jump. That was something to see there.
Nice-looking pass by Shelmady, and unfortunately it was right into the hands of Jacob Chipman. Chipman hands it off to Cale Watson, brings it across the line back to Kylie Watson in the right corner. He sets up, and the shot is partially blocked, but he gets his own rebound to bring it out. Three-point, gets it to Cale Watson. He drives it into the lane, kicks it over the left-hand side to Chipman. His shot is up, and oh, man, no good. Ball out of bounds, and I think it's going to be Bevere's ball.
Chipman had a wide-open shot from about 13 feet out here, and he chose to sort of dart toward the baseline and throw up kind of a crazy one-hander on the wrong side of the backboard. I don't know what he gained by dribbling the ball in and fading out to there, but it didn't pay off because the Wildcats ended up with it.
Jennings to Watson, back to Jennings. His shot for three is good. 1 minute left, 26-19, Bevere. Hazen brings it across the timeline, dribbles between his legs, brings it back out. Dribbles it around, hands it over to Furtick over on the right side. He's going to shoot for three, and it's good.
Hey, nice shot, Ryan Furtick. He's had it open a couple times tonight, and he's passed it up. Jennings is going to dribble between his legs about a half dozen times and get it across. Too high for Lovinger. I can't believe I'm saying that. We need to have him dust the lights before he leaves.
That must have been 15 feet up in the air.
I think it was. Trey Treasure's going to come in for Kylie Watson, freshman for freshman. Tiger is going to cut into this four-point lead with 48 seconds left to go in the half. Hazen. A little bit of token pressure by the Wildcat.
By Kress.
That'll be Kress. Guards Hazen. Gives it to Watson. Watson thinks about three, and he's tripped by Watson. Trips himself. No, that's Charles Watson that trips him. And that'll be still 1-1 here. That'll be 9 team fouls on the Wildcats. Let's go, Cale. 26-22 with 37 seconds left to go in the half.
Need a couple here.
Tigers have gotten to the line quite a few times tonight, seems like. That one's short. Rebound is going to be tipped and controlled by Jennings. Jennings over his shoulder. Gets it to Kress. Knocked away by Furtick. Furtick is just everywhere. Everywhere you want him to be, anyway. Chipman ends up corralling it. Gets it to Hazen. 23 seconds left to go in the half. Hazen gets his pocket pick. And Kress is going to drop it in there. Hazen, a little bit too lackadaisical with the ball sometimes, and he ended up having to pay for it. Chipman gets it with 10 seconds left. Little bounce pass to Treasure. Tries to put it up and in. Tipped up. Tipped. Rebounded by Jennings. Four seconds left to go. Jennings going to throw up a shot from half court. Oh! Front of the he missed making that shot by about 3 inches, I think. Tigers are going to go into the half down 28-22, but let's see if they can have anything left in the tank for the second half.
If you just joined us, girls come away with a big one, 46-25. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back in a few.
right, getting ready to start the second half. You may recall the Tigers are down 28-22 here. Pretty frenetic pace, a lot of turnovers by each team. Tigers are able to get a lot of turnovers because they're so aggressive and so quick on defense, but a lot of nights it just seems like there's a lid on the basket, so we'll see how the second half treats them. Tigers going to send out Shipman, Watson, Fertig, Linhart, and Hazen. Bevere, meanwhile, is going to send out. Who we got? We got Lovinger. We got Jennings. We got Watson. We got Britt. And we got Shumadine. It'll be the starting five is who it is.
Sounds like a beginnings of a song.
It does. Or it sounds a little bit like Shobina, where I'm from. Watson's going to inbound to Lovinger. Lovinger gets it back to Watson, and we're going to get going. Jennings has it over on the left-hand wing. Kind of tipped by Hazen. Shobina in the lane. Good. That's a good start for the Bevere Wildcats there. Moving the ball around and hitting somebody cutting to the basket. And it's an 8-point deficit for the Tigers. 7:39 left to go. Hazen in the lane. Puts it up in the trees. No good. Rebound by Shelmadine. Gets it to Watson. Back to Jennings. And we're going across the timeline. Jennings. Ball fake. Gets it to Lovinger. Lovinger's going to put it up from 18. No good. Rebound by Shipman. Knocked away. And he loses out of bounds.
Kind of scary seeing him out there 15 feet away from the basket shooting those balls like
that. That's right. Britt gets it to Jennings. Bad shot. Shelmadine gets the rebound. That's two in a row. Shelmadine's been able to kind of have his way in the lane. And Tigers are quickly down 10. 32-22. 7:07 left to go in the third. Cale Watson has it over on the right wing. Inside to Linhart. Ball fake. Throws up a wild shot off the glass. Rebound by Shelmadine, who's everywhere in this half. Jennings is going to get it, and he's going to bring it across.
Shelmadine's just taking over this game in the paint.
He is. He's clearing everybody out. Lovinger inside to Shelmadine is going to be picked off by Cale Watson, and Watson's heading the other way. Watson over the top of the
line. Wide open up there.
Oh, well, that's the second time that's happened tonight, and they haven't been able to hit him either time. Linhart, meanwhile, gives it to Watson. Right-hand wing. He's going to key up a long three. Good. Hey, we need some of those shots to fall. 32-25, 6.5 to go. Jennings is going to bring it across, guarded closely by Linhart. Grimaces a little bit as he tries to keep up with him. Lovinger back over to Jennings. Jennings is going to throw up a long shot. No good. Rebound by Fertig. And Fertig gets it to Linhart. We're heading the other way. Let's go, Tigers. Let's try to get a run going here. We haven't really had one tonight. Bevere's been having all that fun. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. Talk it over. We're just 2 minutes deep into the third, and it's 32-25.
Tigers are at that critical point where the game's going to get away from them, or they're going to get back in at one of the two.
Well, this is the part in the game that always happens to the Tigers. They're kind of being a little bit soft on their defense in the lane, and Shelbadine's made them pay twice already. Rashir will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Down 7.
Looks like we've got Wisenand in the game.
Yeah, Wisenand,
Lovinger, and Jennings and Watson.
Shelmadine comes off the bench late.
I was trying to come up with that fifth player.
Yeah,
I didn't see him.
He wasn't out there, that's why. Fertig's going to throw up a long three. Good. Hey, that's 2 for 2. Ryan Fertig from behind the arc. That cuts the lead to 4. Lovinger gets it. Lob pass, telegraphs it to Shipman, and they're going to call a foul on Lovinger. Shipman picked off the pass, was able to get up off the ground. Lovinger called on the foul.
That was one of those frustration fouls.
It was, because he's the one that threw the pass that got picked off, and that's 2 fouls on Lovinger.
Linhart to bring across the timeline, up towards the top of the key. No press. Over to the left-hand side, Cale Watson into the paint. To Shipman, back out to Cale Watson at the top of the key. Dribbles around towards the right-hand side. Changes directions towards the center. Comes back right-hand side over to Hayes in the right corner. He about loses the handle on it. Gets it back to Cale Watson in the right corner. Right into the lane to Fertig. Fertig shot's no good, but the big man comes up with it. Wisenand. actually kind of knocks it over to Jennings. Jennings brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Lovinger, the right corner, and he drives the baseline. He's going to be fouled by Linhart.
Watch the lane, fellas. Inbound under the basket for Bevere.
It's going to be the second foul on Linhart. Inbound pass over the right-hand side. Shot for three is no good. Wizenman comes up with it. His shot's no good. Comes up with the rebound again, and he takes a shot falling away. No good. Lovinger with the rebound. He's going to be fouled by Hazen. It's going to be a spot foul before the shot.
I don't know why they couldn't have got a rebound on that. Wizenman wasn't even getting off the floor, and he was getting the rebound. The Wildcats throw it in underneath. Wizenman gets it. Gets it out to Watson. Over to Jennings. He's going to key up a long three. Good.
I've never seen a player pass the ball and hand the ball so many times without moving.
That's right. He was definitely the pivot on that play, and it's back up to a seven-point lead with 4.5 left to go in the third. Hazen gets it across to Watson. Watson gets a little bit of space and puts up a three. Good. Hey. Way to go, Cale Watson. That cuts it back down to a four-point lead. We can't afford to trade three-pointers the rest of the way. We need to get a stop here on defense. Lovinger loses the ball to Hazen. Hazen's going to bring it back across. Almost taken away by Lovinger. Boy, if he turns the ball over, he's all over you, that's for sure. Hazen, between the circles, gets it to Fertig. Fertig's going to throw up a three. No good. Rebound in the middle to Lovinger. That was in and out. That was halfway down the rim before it came up. Jennings is going to come back across, give it to Lovinger. He's going to key up a long three. Off front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Shipman. Guarded by Wizenman. Cross to Linhart. Linhart's going to come across timeline. 35-31. The Wildcats. 3:45 left to go in the third. Cale Watson dribbles between the circles. Comes back over to the right side. Gets to Hazen in the corner. Hazen bounced past to Shipman. Shipman with a ball fake. Uses the body to keep Lovinger away. And that's going to be Lovinger's third foul. Nice play, Jacob Shipman. Lovinger's got a few inches on him and loads of jumping ability. So Shipman just blocked him away with his body, and he's going to shoot two free throws.
Lovinger's getting a lot of frustration action going on here, committing some stupid mistakes.
And he's getting to talk to the coach about it, too.
Shipman's first shot is up, and it's good. Tigers behind by a tray now.
Take this time to take a breather here, Tigers. See if you can keep that energy level up.
Still a tray. Ball goes out of bounds, and Tigers are going to retain possession of it.
Fertig was able to get inside position on the rebound, and the Wildcats ended up knocking it away over Fertig. This would be a free possession for the Tigers.
Linhart to Watson up the top of the key. His shot is a little bit to the left-hand side. Kylie Watson comes up with it, and he's going to be fouled and gets the basket and will go to the line.
Way to beat Kylie Watson, getting inside position. Little ball fake, get everybody up in the air, and he puts it up off the glass and good, and it'll be the old-fashioned three-point play if he can make this free throw.
And if he makes it, it'll all be all knotted up.
That's right.
Fouls on Shelmadine. That is his second.
Bevere not happy with their defense, so they send six guys out. Now they pull one of them off.
Shot is... rattles around and good.
Out the creeper. He skimmed that one over the front of the rim there.
Terrell knotted up at 35 with 3:21 left in the third period. Full court press by the Tigers. They get it up ahead to Lovinger, and Lovinger takes it right to the glass. It's almost like Shipman wasn't even there.
He didn't jump over the top of him. He jumped just to the side.
Tigers the ball to left wing. Linhart the left corner. Linhart back at the Fertig, the left wing. Fertig is going to bring it out the top of the key and reset the offense. Back over to Linhart. Linhart with a fake, and his shot is good.
Oh, nice shot there. Nice play by... Fertig almost steals it and ends up saving it back into the Wildcats. Lovinger, where it might see the same thing. Nope, he just goes straight up in the air this time. Right over Shipman.
39-37. Bevere with the lead. Linhart up the top of the key. Dribbles around over towards the right-hand side in front of the Tiger bench. Back out to Fertig, top of the key to Cale Watson, left wing. Watson in the paint. Shipman. He drives it along the right-hand side. His shot up at the glass is no good. And Lovinger comes up with it and was going back the other way. Jennings with the ball. He takes it all the way, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple, and the foul's going to be on Lenhart. That should be, what, about third, you think? Yep, it is third. So Jennings to the line. 39-37, Bevere with the lead. Jennings' shot is up and no good. Killing in the game for Lenhart. As is Britt in the game for Bevere. Jennings' second shot is good. 40-37, Bevere. Shipping with the ball for the Tigers. Hands it back to Cale Watson. Bevere falls back. Watson will bring it across the timeline up to the top of the key. Kicks it over to Fertig on the right wing. Back out to Tyler Killen. His turnaround shot is up and good. Good job, Tyler.
Boy, gliding through the lane like a sailboat there. Nice play by Tyler Killen.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's right.
Jennings with the ball back in the left corner. And his, well, no, he gives it off to Lovinger, and he's going to drive it into the left side. And he's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on 35, which is B. Jacob Chipman.
This is something I didn't notice till now, but at the end of that play, both of the officials were underneath the basket, standing right next to each other. And you're not going to be able to see much of the game there. I don't know how that happened, but they both were ended up on the baseline. Meanwhile, the Wildcats hit a three, and it's 43-39. Cale Watson brings it across. Gets the top of the key to Shipman. Shipman holds it high. Gets to Fertig, who's wide open for a second. Guarded closely by Lovinger. You don't want to shoot it with that guy in your mug. Fertig gets it to Cale Watson. Cale goes over to the left-hand side. Down to the wing, to the baseline, all the way to the basket. And off the glass, and good. Oh, you got to stop him. He came all the way from half court. Fertig's going to get an aggression foul there. Tried to come over the top on Jennings. He's done it about a half dozen times tonight. That'll be the 15th foul on Brashear. That'll be Fertig's second. That's good. He's aggressive. We want him to stay in there. And we want him to stay out of foul trouble, and he's been able to do that. Watson's going to inbound to Smith. He gives it back to Watson. Charles Watson for the Bevere anyway. Who gets it over to Jennings. Jennings over the top to Smith, and the little three-man game's able to get it across. Britt gives it the top of the key to Jennings. He throws up a long three, no good. Rebound to Smith, the little guy. Little fadeaway jumper for Smith, no good. It's rebounded by Kylie Watson, who's the only guy on that side of the court. 41-43, 40 seconds left to go in the third. Tigers are down two. Cale Watson brings it across slowly. He's at the circle. Gets it to Jacob Shipman over on the right-hand wing. Back to Watson. Watson gathers himself, puts up a shot. Oh, it's going to roll over the rim. There's no way that should have made it, but it stayed on the rim long enough to drop through. Tigers are tied with 20 seconds left to go. A little bounce pass is going to go to Jennings, and they're going to try to go for the last shot. Coach Copeland imploring his team to get their hands up. Tyler Killen comes over the top. I think that'll be three on Tyler, if not four.
That's four. He had three in the first half.
He just can't get the footwork down. He's playing too much defense with his hands. Coach Copeland's going to leave him out there for the last 13.1. Jennings has it over in the corner now. Looking for somebody. Played closely by Fertig. Fertig guarding him closely. Trying to get a five-second call maybe. Watson gets it to Jennings. Jennings holds it. He's going to put up a long three at the buzzer. No good. Hey, we're going to be tied up going into the fourth quarter.
We like it.
That's good. The Tigers are able to keep up the energy that we feared would be lacking coming out of the half, and they were able to close the halftime deficit, and we're tied at 43. Tigers are going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Let's go, Tigers. 8 minutes of hard basketball, and see if we can pull this one out. Nothing's been solved yet. We're tied. Hazen's going to bring it across. Gets it to Cale Watson, who's not going to shoot. Gets it to Hazen over cross-court pass to Lenhart between the circles over to Watson. Is he going to shoot this time? No. Inside to Kylie Watson. Ball fake. It's going to be off the side of the backboard, and Lovinger is going to corral it. Wildcats are coming the other way. Jennings played closely at the line, and it's going to be a charge. Nice play there by Andrew Lenhart to get in front of him, playing his feet. Jennings going to be called for the charge. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Wildcat, I believe. And Hazen will bring it back. That's three on Jennings. Three on Lovinger, I believe. Hazen shakes his man. He's left all alone. He's going to put it up from 18 off back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Britt, who jumps past to Watson. You're not supposed to do that. Watson, jump pass again, and it's corralled by Kylie Watson. The coach almost hit me in the foot with his pin toss there. That's all right. Coach Copeland calls the timeout, and we'll see what happens. Wholesale substitutions for Bevere. He's pretty upset with his players. Coach is going to substitute all five of the people that were on the court at the timeout are sitting on the bench right now for Bevere. He's pretty upset with him. He wants a little bit extra time to chew on him, I think, so they won't forget they're being chewed on. We're going to have Wiesnan, Shomadine, Jake Kress is back in. We have a couple new people. We have Raleigh Schatzer. Sounds like an old pitching name. And we also have number 20, Joel Teeter. Hazen's going to bring it across against this five. Watson blows past his man. They're attacking the basket immediately with the big guys out. And Kylie Watson's going to be called for the foul on Wiesnand. And that'll put them on the line. That'll put Wiesnand's going to get to shoot 1-1 here. Tigers had an opportunity there with the, we'll say, the first team of Bevere sitting on the bench, and they couldn't score, so we'll hope that doesn't come back to haunt them. We've played almost a minute in the fourth quarter. Nobody scored yet. Still 43-43.
Shomadine looks like he might be having a little bit of a limp. Did you notice that as he was coming back the other way?
No. Well, he kind of acted like he was limping when he came out the first time. Rebound by Cale Watson. He's pushing it up the floor. Hazen left all alone. The pass by Cale Watson is no good, and Hazen had to go chase it down. Cale Watson wide open for three, but he doesn't take the shot. Hazen gets it inside to Kylie Watson. Over to Linhart. Linhart will shoot it, and rebound to Shomadine. Shomadine holds it high. He gets it to Kress, and now Bevere is going to take timeout, and they're all going back in now.
You know, in the law, we have this thing called boxing the bounds, meaning that you take the person out there to remember the boundaries. You take them out and just beat them up a little bit so they know where the boundaries are at. I think that's a little bit of what Bevere's coach was doing. He was chewing on them enough so that they remembered what it was.
That's
they were
right. I tell you what, the Tigers had two chances to score against that team that the coach put out there, and they didn't score either one. And I just got a bad feeling about it, I'm going to tell you right now. 6:40 left to go, and we're still tied. Cale Watson, who has been shooting really well tonight from three, passed up. There wasn't anybody within 10 feet of him, and he passed up the three-pointer. I don't know what he was thinking, whether he was just, you got to take those shots if they're open to you, especially if you're a good shooter. And he got a little timid there, and we don't need that. It'll be the disgraced five is back in for Bevere. Jennings has it. Gets it to Watson. Watson back to Jennings. Jennings has it. Not in any hurry to run any play, it looks like. Ooh, a little bounce pass by Watson. It's going to be picked off by Linhart. They were kind of dawdling around out there, a two-man game, and finally Linhart was able to pick off the pass. Hazen's going to throw up a three. Rebound, no good. Rebound comes to Jennings. Jennings is going to take it all the way. He's going to travel, and they're not going to call it, and he's going to go up and in. He took an extra step there at least, and they didn't call it. Hazen's going to bring it back. It's 45-43. Hazen has it top of the key. Bounce pass to Linhart. Bevere drops back into a zone. Hazen has it again. Back top of the key to Linhart. Linhart with the ball fake, and now he dribbles. He has it. Little lob pass to Hazen. I don't know why he did that, because Hazen almost lost out of bounds. Linhart has picked up his dribble. Linhart and Hazen are the only people that have touched the ball this possession. Bounce pass to Cale Watson now. Cale with the ball fake inside to Shipman. Shipman loses it, goes up, tries to get Lovinger in the air, and he does, and ends up putting it in the basket anyway. 45-45 with 5.5 left to go in the fourth. Watson over the top to Lovinger, who's across half court. Lovinger is going to take it all the way in. Short. Rebound is going to be off the Wildcats to go to Bashir. Nice play there. The Tigers had three people in the lane there, and Lovinger tried to knock it away and ended up hitting it off of one of his own guys.
Good position by the Tigers on that play. They were right where they needed to be. Hazen will bring across the timeline up towards top of the key. Everybody from Bevere falls back. Hazen out to Cale Watson at the top of the key. He'll reset the offense. Takes it around to Hazen. Hazen squares up for three, and his shot is a little too strong. And It's going to be Britt what comes up with it. Sevier brings it back the other way. Jennings at the left wing gets cross court over to Lovinger over the right wing. Lovinger puts it on the floor. And cross court back over the left-hand side, and I can't see who's got it, but he's shooting with it. Jennings with it, and Jacob Shipman comes up with the rebound.
Nice rebound by Shipman. Out-jumped his guy. Hazen's played tough at the half-court line. Kale Watson's going to pull it from 18. No good. Still tied at 45 with 4.5 left to go. Lovinger gets a rebound. Gives it to Jennings, and the Wildcats are coming back. Crosses half-court. Tigers drop back into his own. Lovinger catches it in rhythm. Gets it to Watson, and Kylie Watson fouled him. He didn't even try to stop the ball. It just looked like he tried to grab him around the waist, and that was an easy two for Watson. He's going to go for the extra point here. That's what you call a bad play there. He had no play on the ball whatsoever. He didn't do anything to affect the shot. Watson throws up a little spinner. It's good.
48-45 here with the lead. Kale Watson brings it across the timeline on the near side over the right wing. Dribbles back towards the center. Takes a look towards the lane over to Linhart at the left wing. Linhart brings it back. Gives it to Kale Watson left corner. His shot for three is up and a little too strong. Bounces back right in the hands of Shelberdine. Devere brings it back the other way. Kale Watson with the steal, though. Nice looking steal. Watson with the ball. Turn around to Linhart, left wing. Linhart brings it back out. Kicks it back to Kale Watson, right back at Linhart, around the horn over to Furtick at the right wing. Looks to get it inside. Into Shipman at the right elbow, back out to Kale Watson, into Linhart. No, that's Kylie Watson at the baseline. To Furtick, back over to Linhart at the top.
Nice.
On the right wing, his shot for three is
excellent
good.
Excellent pass by Ryan Furtick. Furtick caught it at the pivot at top of the key and spun and fired it without even looking right to Ryan Furtick, who caught it in stride for the three-pointer. Nice play. It's tied up at 48. There's a steal by Kylie Watson now. Hey, here's that energy
we're all knotted up at 48. 3:15 left in the fourth.
That's right. We got pie left to go in the game. It's 48-48. Watson pulls up on top of the key. Good. Hey, that's a nice shot. Coach Copeland telling his players to get back and play some defense. Gosh dang it. And Bevere's going to have to call a full timeout here. Tigers showing a little bit of energy here, a little bit of spark in front of the home crowd. We finally packed the gym and see what happens.
We like it.
I think we do like it. Here come the cheerleaders just to incite some sort of riot, probably.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
That's another law term, I think.
All right, with 3 minutes left in the game, Tigers lead it 50-48. Tigers need to keep in it, keep that pressure on. Get some steals.
They need to play D. They can't have any of those mental lapses on D like they're prone to do late in the game. That's what will kill them more than anything. I wish there were 2 seconds left instead of 3:02, but, hey, we're up two right now. We'll take it where we can get it. Tigers going to send out Linhart, Kylie, and Kale Watson, Shipman, and Furtick. For the Wildcats, we got Jennings, we got Smith, Lovinger, Chomadine, and Britt. Mix and match, the starters and second string here. Smith's going to throw it in. Bounce pass to Jennings, and Jennings will bring it across, guarded by Kale Watson. 3 minutes left to go. Let's go, Tigers. Ooh, Tigers stuck with three guys there at the timeline, almost get caught. Britt passes it over the top. Now over the top to Jennings, who's wide open for three. Good. And the Wildcats are back up one. Tigers couldn't rotate quick enough to get it in there. Watson's pass is tipped and gives to Shipman. Shipman throws up a three. No good. Rebounded by Britt, who gives it to Smith. Smith's looking for somebody to give it to. Gets it to Jennings. 2.5 minutes left to go. And Furtick's going to guard Jennings now. Jennings clears away Furtick with the arm. Inside to Britt. Britt throws up a left-hander. No good. Rebound's going to come to Furtick. Furtick chases it down. Tigers are down one with 2:15 left to go in the game. Kale Watson is going to bring it across. Tigers have some decent height in there right now. Furtick doesn't want to take the three. Gets it to Shipman. Almost throws it away, and there's going to be a foul on Jennings. That'll be 5 team fouls on the Wildcat. That'll be 4 on Jennings, I believe. No free throws yet. Linhart's going to inbound underneath the basket. Linhart over the top to Watson, wide open for three. Good! Cam Watson with a big three-pointer there. 53-51 Brashear with 1:58 left to go in the game. Jennings gets it to Lovinger, who's been completely absent this second half. Knocked away by Shipman, who stayed down on the floor instead of jumping, trying to challenge him for the basket. Nice play, Jacob Shipman. Cale Watson gets it. Coach Copeland says, put a saddle on it, boys. We're going to try to ride this one home. It's 1:40 left to go, 53-51 Tigers. Linhart holds it high. Cross-court pass. We don't need to be doing that with a two-point lead, a minute and a half left. Linhart gets it. They're going to make the Wildcats come out and get him, I think. Shipman has it over to Fertig. Fertig gets to Linhart between the circles. 1:20 left to go in the game now. Cale Watson has it. Holds it high, guarded by Shelmadine out at the top. He could take him if he wants it, but he's not interested in scoring. Fertig gets it dangerously close to the line and, ooh, is able to dance his way around. There's a minute left to go, and Coach Copeland wants a timeout. Boy, he can't take it. I can't take it. John's put his microphone down. He definitely can't take it. The crowd here is on pins and needles here. Cheerleaders come out trying to start something. It doesn't take much to this crowd at this point. You can just feel the tension in this building, though.
We want it. We want this win bad.
We want it bad. I get paid by the win. So, needless to say, I'm eating a lot of mac and cheese this year. 53-51 with a minute 7 left. Tigers ball down at their end of the floor. We'll see what happens.
You're just speechless.
I was going to try to come up with some pithy comment, but nothing came out. And I drank all my water too early, so I might just completely dry up here before the end of the game. Get too excited.
All right, here we go. It's going to be Tigers ball in front of the Tiger bench. Linhart gets it to Hazen. Hazen to Fertig. Fertig back to Linhart, the left corner. And back out to Watson. Watson over to Fertig on the right wing. In the paint to Shipman, kicks it back out to Hazen. 55 seconds left. Hazen with the ball. Gets it back out to Linhart. Linhart, oh boy. They get it over to Watson. He's nearly fouled by Shelmadine. Back to Linhart, back to Fertig in the paint to Shipman. And he's going to be fouled by Lovinger.
That's only 6 fouls on the for the Wildcats there.
That may be Lovinger's 5th foul, though.
No, I think that's 4 for him. He certainly didn't want to do that, that's for sure. But that only puts the Tigers up to 6. They'll be in a bonus on the next one. You may see a quick foul here. Linhart has it in the corner. Lob pass picked off by Cale Watson. Linhart gets it back again. They're going to make him foul him. There's another long pass. They need to stop passing it in the corner. 24 seconds left. Watson has it underneath to Linhart. Puts it off the glass and good. Hey, they spread him out with the four corners. Linhart's down on the ground. I didn't see what happened. He may have landed on somebody. I think he stepped on someone's ankle perhaps. He's getting the glad hand from the crowd. Probably came down on someone's ankle, trying to work it out. It's a four-point lead for the Tigers with 19 seconds left. The Wildcats will have it. Coach is mad. I think we need to move the table back a little bit. Lovinger has it underneath the basket. They're going to have to go the length of the court and score 4 points. Linhart had to come out. That's going to be knocked away. Britt has it over on the side. He's going to be out of bounds. They're going to go to the Tigers. 15 seconds left. The Wildcats definitely looking for the foul here. Cale Watson will inbound it. He's going to give it to Fertig, who gets fouled by Jennings.
So now we'll go to the line.
And that'll be 5 fouls on Jennings. Kress is going to come in. Jennings played a whale of a game here, running the offense for the Wildcats. Tigers will shoot 1-1. Ryan Fertig, big free throws here for a freshman. Tigers are up 4. Better than being down 4 at this point, that's for sure.
You got that right.
Fertig's going to shoot 1-1 here. 55-51, Tigers at 13.3 seconds left to go.
Kylie Watson and Hazen fall way back in the prevent. First shot is good. All right, 56-51. Tigers with the advantage, 13.3 seconds.
Ice water running through the veins there for Ryan Ferdig.
Second shot is short. Schelmerdine sends it all the way down the other end to Levinger. And Levinger
is
fouled by Kylie Watson.
The last thing you want to do is foul somebody. It was Kylie Watson versus Levinger, one-on-one under the basket, and Watson fouled him. Now they get to score points with the clock stop.
4 points, or four fouls on Kylie Watson.
That's four on him. I think Tyler Killen's going to come in for him at first. It's one-on-one, though. 8.4 left. First one's good. No. He's coming in for Ryan Ferdig there. Oh, he's putting in his rebounding team is what he's doing.
That's right.
It'll be. Here we go. Levinger's second is good. Boy, those are clutch free throws there. And Levinger is going to be called for the foul there. That's his fifth foul. Jacob Shipman will shoot one and one here. Levinger fouls out. Levinger kind of shut down in the second half, and just between you and me, John, I'm glad to hear that.
You got that right. Maybe the elevation went away. Tigers, with just with the one possession advantage right now, it would be real good if he can convert the if Shipman can hit the first one of this, makes it a two-possession game.
Coach Copeland puts in his defense team now. Had the rebounding team in and when Levinger's free throw. Now he puts the defense team in. After Shipman came up with the huge rebound there. I tell you what, it's nice to have Levinger shooting free throws because that means he's not going to be able to jump over anybody to grab the rebound on it.
This last minute feels like it's gone about 10 minutes.
That's right. Like I said, I get paid by the win, not the hour, so I just want this game to be over. Tigers are up 56-53 with 7.3 seconds left. This game is far from over. We need a big free throw here by Shipman. Maybe two. Heck, why not if we're wishing?
Well, he's got to hit the first half of this one and one.
That's right. That's big. Tigers can't afford to foul. They don't want to foul anybody, that's for sure. I mean, maybe when you get down here, if they're getting ready to heave up a three at the end of the game, they're up three, or you're up three, and you want to keep them to two free throws, that's fine. But
I'm sure the coach would really like to have Levinger in there now.
Yeah. That's right. Like I said, as long as we're wishing, we might as well all get what we wish for here. Here's Jacob Shipman's first free throw. It crawls around. No good. Rebound by Ryan Ferdig, who got position on the inside. Ryan Ferdig's got to be player of the game tonight.
Game of his life.
He has not been, if there's been a loose ball, he's not been more than 2 feet away from it. I guarantee you that.
He's the everywhere man.
He is. Ryan Ferdig is going to get to shoot. There's 4.6 seconds left to go, and he's going to get to shoot one and one here.
Come on, Ryan. We need the first in, first half of this.
That's good. Hey, that may ice the game here for the Tigers. 57-53. Ryan gets to shoot another one. Boy, he's really come along. He hasn't thrown up any wild shots tonight, and he's just been giving 100% the whole time he's out there. Second one's no good. He gets another rebound on the free throw. He's going to be fouled. He's the only guy we need out there right now.
Super Ferdig. 2.4 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 57-53.
And the all-important double bonus is on the way for the Tigers. Ryan will get shoot two here. Tigers are up four with 2.4 seconds left. Looking pretty good here, John.
Good.
He missed
strong.
It. He's done more than enough to help us out, though.
Coach Copeland's telling him no fouls. He gets his own rebound. The putback is no good.
I don't know why he's trying to throw it up. Ryan Ferdig got three rebounds on missed free throws at the end of the game to seal it for the Tigers' first win. How about that? Bavera played a whale of a game coming all the way up to Brashear to play. Tigers win this one 57-53.
And for the first time this year, we can say that the Tigers won a pair.
That's right. Home win for the Tigers tonight. It'll be a good weekend here in Brashear.
Girls game, Tigers win it 46-25, and in this one, they come away with the win 57-53.
And looks like we're going to sign off. Until next time, this is Matt Caldwell.
John Slavin. Have a good evening.